More cuts to Johnson's funny hospitals pledge Steve Score, Leicester Socialist Party, and Save Our NHS Leicestershire. Last year Boris Johnson announced plans to build 40 new hospitals. It soon became clear that new funding was only proposed for new hospital building in 6 areas. Now it appears that even that funding is threatened with cuts. The hospital trusts that have been promised funding have drawn up plans, and initial cost estimates are at around £550 million per hospital. But the government has told them to make new plans for only £400 million each, which would mean big cuts in hospital capacity. In Leicester, one of those 6 trusts, the Save Our NHS Leicestershire campaign has raised concerns about the plans, which include the closure of the General Hospital, one of the 3 acute hospitals in the area, as well as St. Mary's Maternity Hospital in Melton Mowbray. In other words, actually fewer, not more hospitals. Despite increasing the number of beds planned for the future, under pressure from the campaign, we still believe the proposals are inadequate for future needs. Even the trust admits its own proposals, as they stand, will require more funding. We have pointed out that hospitals built for the future must be built with enough space to be ready for future potential pandemics to allow social distancing. The trust has now been forced to recognize this fact. It is vital that we build a campaign that not only tackles the wider issues in the NHS, such as staff shortages, low pay and inadequate day-to-day funding, but also demand government put enough money into new hospital buildings that are really adequate for our future needs.